This is Asia Weekly from The Voice of America, the podcast that goes beyond the headlines to uncover what's really happening and places events into context. Japanese Emperor Akihito addressed the nation this week. He brought up concerns regarding his health and the strains of the role he was born into. He also hinted that perhaps it was time to abdicate the throne, something he's forbidden to do. Hello everyone, Steve Miller here. So great to have you with me this week. Emperor Akihito of Japan is 82 years old. He's also the 125th person to hold that title. Prior to the end of World War II, the Emperor of Japan was a divine figure. But after the war, under the country's new constitution, the emperor was stripped of all power and left in place as a figurehead, symbolizing the unity of the people. Since mid-July, there have been reports in Japanese media that the emperor wishes to abdicate his throne in a few years' time, citing his advancing age and the rigorous duties of his titles as reasons. Now, to many outsiders, this seems like a logical request. After all, Pope Benedict XVI and the Netherlands Queen Beatrix also retired from their respective roles to allow younger individuals to lead and inspire a new generation. Scott Harold, Associate Director of the RAND Corporation's Center for Asia-Pacific Policy, explains that Emperor Akihito
is a revered figure. He is extremely popular domestically. Interestingly, despite his very, I would describe, probably liberal social views and views on history, the emperor as an institution, as opposed to this particular emperor, the emperor as an institution is actually the most popular with the most conservative elements of Japanese society.
Emperor Akihito addressed the nation on August 8th in a video message. According to the official English translation provided by the imperial household, the emperor said that while a regency could be put in place if an emperor was too young or too ill to carry out his duties, that didn't change the fact that the title remained with the emperor until death. He also expressed concerns about the strains placed on the family after an emperor dies, as tradition calls for mourning activities every day for a period of 2 months, and then additional events that last for a year. Despite the emperor's popularity with conservatives in Japan, there's already been objections to changing the law to allow abdications. One issue brought up by conservatives is what title should be given to Akihito and subsequent emperors who abdicate. They also have expressed concern that provisions may be made for a woman to inherit the throne, something that traditionalists vehemently opposed. However, a ruling empress isn't unheard of in Japan, as there have been 8. 6 different women have ascended to Japan's chrysanthemum throne, meaning that 2 have actually ruled twice. However, back in 1889, the imperial household law was changed to prohibit this and also required that the title of emperor be passed down only to male heirs. For Emperor Akihito, next in line of succession is Crown Prince Naruhito, but he and his wife do not have a son, only a daughter, so the title would then pass to Naruhito's brother, Prince Akishino, and then on to the Crown Prince's nephew, to preserve the male line. Some conservatives have also expressed fear that discussions of abdication and succession would divert political energy from Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's push to revise the nation's post-war constitution, a document they see as a symbol of defeat, although many in Japan support its peaceful provisions. Speaking to Reuters News, Akira Momochi, a conservative constitutional scholar at Nihon University, said, "For the first time since the war's end, there's a chance for the Japanese people to revise the constitution that was forced upon them by occupational forces." Momochi worries that conservatives will lose the opportunity to make those changes. Following the address, Japanese Prime Minister Abe also said that he thought about the emperor's mental fatigue and the burden of his duties, adding, "I think we should carefully think what is possible," according to his message. Hiko Simon is a Tokyo lawyer and host of the weekly online news program, Tokyo Tonight.
You would assume that conservatives who would favor the side of treating the emperor as a kind of living god would not have much disagreement with what the emperor has to say. But at the same time, there is this kind of tension between the people who are in the royal family and the institution. And conservative elements tend to very much prioritize the institution over perhaps the people.
And the people, the royal family that is what Emperor Akihito was stressing in his address.
I love him.
That's Tomoko Mullins, a resident of Shizuoka, Japan.
I love the whole royal family. I love Emperor, I love Michiko-san, Empress, I love Prince and Masako-san, everybody. I don't know them at all. All I know is just see on TV or news, but they seem decent people. That's why I love them.
That connection to the public wasn't lost on Victor Boggio, an American language school owner living in Nagoya and someone who's lived in Japan for more than 20 years. He likens the emperor's remarks to a Japanese poem.
A good marriage is like air, where you need it, but you don't have to talk. It's just like air. It's quiet. And you can understand what your partner is saying without him having to say it. So it just reminded me of that, how the emperor just came out and gave a speech, said what he wanted to say without actually saying it.
And that's something Tomoko Mullins also heard. She hopes the Japanese government and the imperial household can work together to meet the emperor's wishes, because in her words,
it's the motto of the country.
That's going to do it for this episode, but you know what? The conversation doesn't end here. What do you think of the emperor's comments and request? Please share your answer with me on Twitter or Facebook at Steve Miller VOA, or you can do so on our community Facebook page, VOA Now. Now, if you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with your friends, and to get it delivered to you automatically, subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast application. Thank you so much for joining me this week, and until next time, be true to yourself and always be awesome.